Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 1st, 1988. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Now, coming down from the sky, high overhead. Oh, the lights are so beautiful. Oh, I've seen lights before, but there's something different about these lights. They're magnificent. They're blue, and also now beyond the blue, on the right side of each rivulet of blue, there are pink cascading lights coming down now. They're actually lights because they flow out from the blue. I never saw anything like it before. And oh, there they are. All about the lights now are coming out. I know they're angels. They're all different ages and different sizes. But I do believe it registers their age. These are all, I know, guardian angels. They are dressed in the most beautiful pastel shades of blue and pink and white. And I feel that the blue stands for the masculine angel, if there is such a thing, and the pink also for the feminine angels. And the whites are for babies. There are hundreds of them all about the trees. Oh, I'm sure you must see them. They are so clear. They're almost human-like in appearance, except for the translucency of their faces. They are so beautiful. Now, high up into the sky, oh, about maybe 20 feet beyond the statue, up into the sky, there is now a very white light. The light is opening up. It's as though it's piercing the sky. And there, coming through the light, is Jesus. Oh, he's just beautiful. He has on the most magnificent robe. It's cut quite differently than he wore the last apparition time, but it is a beautiful robe, all of a classic type of weave. It almost looks like it comes from a fine country, the robe, but it is so beautiful. Now, all right behind him now, as the light is opening up, I can see Our Lady coming with someone else. Oh, it's Saint Teresa. I'd know her anywhere since she'd been practically living with me in 1968 and 69. She has on a habit now. It's white and black. However, she has a cape. The cape is a cream color. Now they're all together, side by side. Jesus is on our right side. Our Lady is right next to him on his right side, and Saint Teresa is also standing on Our Lady's right side. Now, Jesus is touching his lips, which means that he's going to talk. Oh no, he's pointing over to Saint Teresa. She's going to talk, but I can't speak French. You will understand, my child. Oh, Jesus said that I will understand. My sister, my dear sister Veronica, how happy I am to see you again after all these years. I have been around, but not permitted by the Eternal Father to appear before you as I did in the early years, that I have been guiding you. I wished at this time that you will recite for me, Veronica, the poem message. This is for our dear Jesus here, and she is pointing over, and Jesus is smiling. He has such a beautiful, warm smile. Oh, it's just beautiful. Now he's touching his lips, and he's saying, repeat what Teresa has asked. Oh, spiritual childhood. Dear Jesus, all I can do is just love you, for my riches are here in my heart. They're not locked or chained against stealing. They're always free to depart. I offer this gift to you, Jesus. Accept it with your precious joy. I'm there to hold king in your kingdom. Just treat me as your little toy. Now Teresa is pointing over. She's pointing over to all the angels that are in the sky. You know, my sister, many other names. Will you give some this evening to others? Yes. There's Tondarius. To Zazery, he is my guardian angel. But he's quite a clown. He likes to circle around, and right now he's turning and spinning again. He always does that when he sees me. He turns and spins. And now also there's Raisine and Medina and many others. Yes, my sister, that is the happy message for this evening. But I must also come to you as a voice fox from heaven. Many will deride you, my child, at these messages. Now Jesus is touching his lips. My child, I want you to know that you must not be affected by the derision and writings of those who are non-believers. Remember, in my time, I also suffered the same for the cause, my child. The Eternal Father had me within his arms always. And I tell you, my child, Veronica, that you are always in my arms. I allow many things to happen to you. Look up, my child. I want you to look high into the sky, and you will understand why you are being persecuted. I'm looking into what appears to be a convent, but oh my goodness, this is a convent? There's a room there now off the chapel, and I know they're nuns, but what are they doing? They're dancing, and they're dressed not like nuns, but in leotards. What are they doing? Now Jesus is pointing over, and I see in the distance, looking far up into the sky, I see in the distance a steeple. The steeple looks like the type you would find on most churches in the United States, with the crucifix, the cross, not a crucifix, but the cross on the top. Now Jesus is pointing down, and I see coming out of the door three or four men. They, my child, are priests. Well, they are? Dear Jesus, I don't understand. What are they doing? They don't look like priests. That is what makes my heart ache, my child. That is one of the reasons. Teresa is crying constantly when she looks into the convents and sees what is going on. Many now believe in abortion, the murders of the children, And many have committed this act upon themselves. You ask, my child, how could this happen to those with a vocation? How can they ever seek an abortion, no matter what the cause? I will tell you, my child, it is because they have given themselves over to immodesty. They have also given up their lives of prayer. They seek the pleasures of the world. They cannot be condemned at this time, my child, because there are too few that pray for the clergy and the nuns. They need your prayers, all the rosaries that can be said for their repatriation. My child, I wish that you will now take 3 photographs. They are most important. But this I must warn you. I will tell you part of the message when you receive the photographs. But the first part, with the date, a very important date, my child, you will hold that to yourself and keep that within yourself. Teresa has the permission of the Eternal Father to remain here for the rest of the evening. She will also move about and look upon the ill and infirm, because on her feast day and the feast day of the guardian angels, there will be many cures. My child, you will question those about you and see if all of the rose petals have been distributed as I asked of you early this morning. If not, they must go out immediately. All rosaries that can be spared shall be given to the ill and infirm. And should there be others left over, my children, you will please pass them out to all visiting souls. You are in the most dangerous times now, and Jesus seems to be putting his hand like this to his brow, as though he's been through some terrible times. It is so pathetic to see Jesus with tears in his eyes. I understand, Jesus. I will. No, I won't reveal the 3 pictures, but I understand. Now, my child, you will sit back and take 3 photographs or more, whatever you can, but we must have at least 3. You will read them in the order in which they are taken. And do not be upset, my child, at what you see. There is much that must be told to the world, as the time is growing very short. The warning will soon be upon mankind. You ask me, my child, can it be stopped? Only by prayers and sacrifice shall it be held back. But the time is long overdue. If it was not for my mother, who steadily holds her hand upon mine in sorrow, I would let my hand fall and the warning come upon mankind. It is not to be asked for, because you know it is coming, my children. It is to be prayed against, for there will be those who will die in this warning. Now, my child, take the 3 photographs. Jesus is making the sign of the cross, and he's standing there right above the trees about, I would say 20 or 30 feet above the trees. Now, Jesus is touching his fingers to his lips. My child and my children, I refer to you always as my children, because every single soul that is upon the earth today alive, and those who have also been aborted, were brought into the world through the intercession of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they are creations of your God, and as such, for the United States, a measure of punishment, there will be a great earthquake. This earthquake will be in a most unusual place, my child. But when it happens, they will know that they are facing now an angry God. My child and my children, we have gone throughout the world in various places for many earth years trying to warn mankind that unless he changed his ways, great chastisement shall fall upon all mankind. There have been wars and rumors of war going now throughout the world. There will be a great war, but first you will receive the warning, the great warning. Many hearts shall stop with fear. Those who do not listen to our pleading voices now throughout the world. Your time is growing short. We say that to all. For those with the grace and knowledge of what is going to trespass, I should say, because my child, in my mind, I hear all of the trespasses of mankind against the laws of his God. That is why I cannot hold my father's hand nor mine back any longer. I know, my child, this frightens you, but I want you to look high into the sky and describe the scene that you see. I see a road. It looks like a normal country road, but it leads to a city. A great city. I would say from the buildings that the city looks like New York. But I see there are very sinister looking characters walking down the road, nonchalantly but carrying bags. Within those bags there are submachine guns. Yes, my child, Jesus is pointing in anger at what he sees. I see murder ahead now, my child, in your city of New York. Many shall be mowed down. It is an attack by a communist nation. No, my child, you do not need to know at this time the name of this nation, for it will soon be known when the captors are picked up. The Federal Bureau of Investigation will hear of this, my child, and they will try to stop them. These interlopers upon the sovereignty of the United States have dark skins. They are not from this nation, but they come from a presently warring nation. It is their object to destroy all and cause chaos in the city of New York. With their plans, there will be bombs placed in strategic places, and many shall die at the hands of these ruffians. My child and my children, and my child Veronica, I brought you here this evening and relieved you of your major suffering the last few days in order for you to be upon your feet. There is much that has to be said. One big reason for permitting this disaster in New York would be the abortion mills throughout the city and the country. Much of your money from the world's capitals arrive in New York. These monies are being gathered to start another war. There is a group in your nation called the Illuminati. They are made up of the major money holders, and for money, they have sold their souls and the souls of thousands. My child and my children, pray a constant vigilance or prayer. Keep this going throughout the United States and all other nations of the world, for there is little time left. Soon, in the plans of the Eternal Father, he shall set forth and allow to come upon mankind a great money disaster. In this way, it will prove to you that the disaster back in the 1920s, my children, was as nothing compared to what will happen now. I talk of a great depression coming upon mankind. This is well planned by those in control and should hit your country, the United States and Canada, within the next 2 years. Can this be stopped, my child? Anything can be if we can reach the people in time. However, I am not optimistic, my child, at the murders and the two men in particular that are now over here in the United States and using expressions like casing the places. That, my child, means to look and see and report. Oh, look up there, my child. You have to look. Look closely and repeat what you see. Well, I see two men. I don't know if they're Muslims. They have a different colored skin, but they're not exactly black. Now, they are walking through a building, and they're carrying with them now bags. But the bags are extra large, which makes it most suspicious. In those bags, they are carrying all of the implements of destruction. Oh, I can see now. They're pointing across the street, and I recognize the Empire State Building. Oh, no. My child, they will choose the Empire State Building to bring more notoriety to the world. We have other things to discuss, my child, before the evening is over. I want the world to know now that we will no longer tolerate the murders of the unborn. The Eternal Father finds that children he had great plans for to bring the true faith to the world and to save his son's church. They have been murdered in the womb. Satan is the father of all liars, and many reasons are given for abortion. And even now in our convents, they are going about consoling women who are about to have abortions, whereas they do not tell them the truth that they are murderers and they are mothers who will murder their own children. The Eternal Father set up women not to be priests and not to be murderers, but to be with the head of the household, a guiding light for their children. Each child to the Eternal Father is a pure blessing upon mankind. But all this has been lost in the name of modernism. If modesty reigns in your country, there are many reasons why the Eternal Father feels that it is now time to do something about all of these abnormalities. My child and my children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and Canada and the world, for soon you will understand that at the helm of all this disaster shall stand the Eternal Father, warning and warning, sending throughout the world warnings for many years. And what good did it do? But a handful, according to heaven's estimates, only a handful have accepted the messages from heaven. My child and my children, my mother has been going throughout the world. She is crying tears of pity upon mankind, for she knows the whole program ahead. You, my child, Veronica, will continue to gain strength, and you will be here at the next vigil, because at that time you are going to have many fleeing from their homes. The Eternal Father feels that it is only in this way that he can save the souls of the children and the unborn. Now, my child, you will sit back and take 3 more photographs. These you can reveal. While we gave out the rosaries and the rose petals, Our Lady and Jesus and Saint Teresa were standing by the trees all this time. I noted them as we were talking here and examining the pictures. But Our Lady now is, I must say, that Our Lady is beautiful this evening too. Among all the beauties that we've seen this evening, Our Lady's gown is just exquisite. And Our Lady, many people ask, you know, what does she look like? How can I describe her? She has features that are just not of this world. The beauty and the light that comes from her face and her eyes, and the light that seems to just exude from her body all throughout the sky. It lights up the sky over us for, a large area of, I would say, at least 20 feet, extending way behind us there. Now, Our Lady is pointing up. Now, she's coming closer to the trees now. And Our Lady, and I see Jesus, he's standing over there still by the trees on our right side. And Saint Teresa is directly over the statue. Saint Teresa is standing there, and her gown, she has a long gown on. It goes beyond her shoes. I can't see her shoes. Her gown is very modest. And she has on a beautiful cream-colored cape. And it's quite windy, and they actually are floating. Now, Our Lady is floating over next to Teresa, and she is touching now her finger to her lips. My child and my children, I must ask you this evening to remember that there are many messages that have not been read by all. It has been 18 earth years since I first appeared here, and much has been given and much has been forgotten. Therefore, we ask all of our children to obtain copies of the back messages from heaven, because we are now in repetition. Because what can we say, my children and my child, if I could show you what is in store for mankind, you too would be shedding tears of sorrow. Our Lady is crying. It must be very serious. Our Lady is crying. And Saint Teresa now is going over and placing her hand upon Our Lady's shoulder. And Teresa is crying too. Now Teresa is turning and touching her finger to her lips. Veronica, we will be here for the rest of the evening until the last person leaves the grounds. There is no time in heaven as you calculate it upon earth. Therefore, everyone who has come this evening shall leave with grace. There will be many cures this evening. I understand, my child, what you are thinking of the complications you fall into when trying to prove to the world the truth. Those who do not have the courage to keep their grace, for graces are given and graces can be taken back. Therefore, it is most important, my child, that you will pray for those two individuals that have made it most difficult to get their cures together. Right now, my child, I ask you now to hasten back to where you came from, because we had much work to do to prepare the grounds for your safe arrival, my child. As I told you at home, you had no doubts that you would be protected. I knew that. But you also had to be warned of what to avoid. Yes, my child, there will always be others who will try to destroy you, but they cannot destroy the 18 years of messages from heaven, for they will go throughout the world, my child, far after you have been taken from the earth. Do not be alarmed. I am not saying that you are leaving the earth now. Oh, no, my child. You will not be given much rest, but there is much that you have to do. I will keep you informed myself, my child. As I repeat, you do not see me always, but you will always hear my voice. Now, Jesus is coming over, and he's extending his hand like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is taking her beautiful rosary from about her waist, and she's making the sign of the cross like this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now she's going over Our Lady Jesus and Teresa. Now Teresa has come from behind the tree. She's standing next to Our Lady, and they're all going over to our left side. And now, at both in unison, Jesus and Our Lady are making the signs of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his first fingers to his lips. Now, my child, you will continue with the prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. You will not be affrighted at the message this evening, for it must be told to the world, my children. Many will die unless they listen to us now and follow our directions. Yes, my child, now you will sit back and take two more photographs. Three if possible, but most likely two. And as we said, we will not leave the grounds until the last child has left the grounds.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 1st, 1988. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.